Carson Wentz, quarterback from North Dakota State. Carson, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, man, you're the buzz. This is all about you, it seems like, since you stepped off the plane to be in front of all these people. Does it seem surreal?
You know, a little bit. I try not to let it distract me, though, from the main task, and that's coming here and competing and showing what I'm capable of doing. But, you know, it all comes with the territory, and it is definitely a little bit surreal. But at the end of the day, it's fun, and it's all part of the experience.
Well, they said everything I've read, and you talked to anybody here, a scout or GM, you passed the eye test today. You get on the scale. You obviously were tall enough. Your hands were big enough to hold the football. People think that's important for some reason. Probably is, right? So do you feel like you impressed on day one?
Yeah, you know, I'm a very competitive guy. I'm kind of a perfectionist, so I'm really excited to get back and watch the film from practice. And, you know, I definitely think I did some good things. There's a couple of things, you know, I left on the field and everything. But, you know, it's also just day one. But there's always those ones I want to get back right away, and they kind of haunt you the rest of the day. It's just kind of the person I am. But overall, I thought it went pretty well.
So obviously everyone's going to ask you this question a million times, whether it be here or at the combine or whatever throughout the process. FCS, the competition, is it, you know, it's not the same as some of these guys who played FBS level, SEC, Big Ten schools. Now you're out here with some of these guys who are as fast as it gets, as strong as it gets. How much different has it been for you in terms of, you know, the skill set from some of these guys you're seeing?
You know, it was, to me, it was just playing football again, you know, being out there. Obviously everyone's faster, but so is the offense. You know, everything's just happening faster, and I always feel that I've always played at a fast pace and at a high level. So for me, it was just fun to finally get out there and react and read and react to the whole situations. But it's a good experience. I'm ready to showcase that I'm definitely capable of playing at this level.
Sure. And you know, I watched you play against Jacksonville State in the national championship game, and one of the things I thought was so fascinating about you, because I hadn't seen you a ton and got a chance to see your versatility as an athlete. I mean, you ran for a touchdown, you got outside the pocket. Is that something coaches and teams are talking to you about, is, hey man, this isn't just a drop back, you know, NFL quarterback. This is a guy who can do some things like Cam Newton can do. You can get outside the pocket, extend plays.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a huge asset of mine, you know. To be able to, you know, first and foremost, you know, everyone wants to be a pocket passer. You don't want to have to get out of the pocket. You don't want to have to let those big boys, those big fast athletes run you down. But at the end of the day, I think that being able to do that, being able to throw accurately on the run is probably a hard thing to find, whether it's with the naked game, the play action, the rollouts, all that stuff. I think that gives me a huge advantage over some guys coming into this draft.
What do you think about the North Dakota State offense? Is it a pro-style offense? Is it something you're under center a lot? But that doesn't necessarily mean it's a pro-style offense. What type of offense did you guys run, and do you think it translates?
Yeah, it translates tremendously. It is pro-style, first and foremost, but these last 2 years we've really done a little bit of everything. You name it, shifts, trades, motions. We did power sweep. We did a little zone read. We did play actions off of that. We did regular power under center, play action under center. We did a little bit of everything. So if you name it, we probably ran it over the past couple of years, and I think that's really going to help me coming forward in this process.
All right. So April 28th, that's the night of the draft. First round is night one. Cleveland Browns call your name. What do you think?
You know, I try not to really speculate about where I'm going to end up. And
well, the Browns are picking number two, so that's pretty high.
Absolutely. You know, I definitely, you know, I'm striving to be the top guy. I believe I can be. But, you know, there's a lot of things left to prove. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's not my decision to be made. You know, it's teams, and teams got to fall in love with you. But, you know, I'm really excited to just hear my name wherever that may be. And it's going to be surreal. No matter where it is or what place in the draft order, whatever it may be, it's going to be surreal and probably an emotional time. And then, you know, I'm just knowing myself, I'm going to be chomping at the bit to get out there and learn everything right away.
Carson, we really appreciate the time. Thanks, man. Carson Wentz, quarterback, North Dakota State, could be a Cleveland Brown. We'll find out April 28th. Keep it locked right here at clevelandbrowns.com for all the info as we get you covered from Mobile all week.